Started in the nosebleeds, now I'm on the flow seas. First pick talent, undreaded to the home scene. Sleeping on a nigga, now I'm living in my own dream. You can call me coach, cause now I'm on my own team. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Fuck your opinion, these matters are fact. Just look at the stats. Just look at the stats. Fuck your opinion.
Yo, what's good? We back with another episode of the Stats or Stacks podcast, where men lie, women lie, numbers lie, but the facts don't. And we up here, that's all we speak. I'm your host, Ian. And as you see, we not virtual no more. We are in person, live in action. Got my man Brian here. What's good with you, Brody?
What's going on, good people?
Shane, what's good with you, Kane?
What's going on?
Yeah, I like that. You look right at the camera this time. Yes, sir. So, y'all know the motto up here, man. We don't waste no time. We're going to get right into the topics. We're going to start off with this Mavs situation. We are recording this on a Friday night, full transparency. This episode will be going up Saturday sometime. So, the Mavericks had a very weird situation going on Friday where they needed a win to stay in playoff contention, at least play in contention. Luka, I think he missed the playoffs. Well, he's young, but he's missed the playoffs his first year, and I think that was it.
Mm-hmm.
You have a building chip. You have one of the best players in the league, could be the face of the league, in Luka Doncic, and you decide to rest all your players, or Kyrie, Kleber, Josh Green, Christian Wood. You decide to rest them when you need a win to make the play-in. There's one game left after this, and the team obviously came from the GM and the owner and the coach. They all had to agree on this. It couldn't have just been one person to rest these players. Doesn't make any sense to me. Like, it would make more sense to me if it was one that we talked about before, if it was one of those situations where a team that's not making the playoffs, where everybody had the same shot at the number one pick, but it's not like that. It's the bottom three teams, then everybody else just fight for themselves. But the Mavericks are probably going to have the 14th pick at this point. So I don't see the point of purposely missing the playoffs. And then playing Luka for one quarter, that obviously probably had to do with some streak or
the books.
Something in his contract where he had to play a certain amount of minutes to get a bonus, something. I'm sure that will come out in the next couple of days. But I honestly don't know what to think of that situation. Shane, I'm going to start with you because Kyrie's your boy. And you were throwing some troll comments in the chat yesterday about him.
Yeah.
So what's your thoughts on this Mavs situation?
Well, the first thing I must say, and we might have addressed this even on the podcast before, but probably at least in the group chat maybe a month or so ago. I don't know how long ago it was, but maybe they gave up because the refs cheated that one game where they lost by two, I think, to the Blazers when they gave them the ball and they were all on the other side of the court.
To the Warriors. That's
what it was. The Warriors, okay. So, yeah, I think that's going to be, you know, that played a very important part with them deciding to rest everybody. But, I don't know. I just think maybe something, like you said, if this was probably an agreed-upon thing for the important players, the bad players, coaching, ownership, whoever. It makes sense. I mean, reports have been coming out saying Kyrie's going to test the market, even though I think he has a player option. I don't think it's a team option. I think it's a player option.
Definitely not a team option.
He's going to test the market. I think they already said the Lakers were not going to go for him. But, I don't think
they can.
I don't know. I just think it's weird. But I guess at the worst, it just doesn't hurt anyone's stock. If they want to trade. I mean, not trade. If they're trying to let someone sign somewhere else, don't have them waste however deep they would have made it to the playoffs after the three-game or two-game play-in, then whatever seed they got, then another probably only five games because they would have, whoever they play, they probably weren't going to make it.
So hypothetically, if they would have made the playoffs,
play-in,
they would have been playing the Timberwolves or Thunder for the ninth, for the 10th spot.
I think they would lose to the Thunder. And probably the Timberwolves. I know Cat kind of recently came back, but
I don't know about losing to the Thunder.
They got Chip. I think someone needs to establish themselves as the SGA's the truth, I mean.
Oh, you know I've been saying that.
and I mean, I don't know. So, the Mavs are just weird, bro. I mean,
how does it now you're the Kyrie fan. How does that Kyrie trade look to you now? They traded him. They traded, made that trade when they were fourth in the West. Now they are 11th.
The Nets or the Mavs?
The Mavs were fourth
in the West. Yeah. I mean, it seems like they might have did it to tank, possibly. I mean, everybody, honestly, it's a good move. Everybody wants Victor. Only one team can get Victor, but obviously, I think management thought adding Kyrie was going to make the team better, but I just don't think that was possible. You know, they already got rid of Brunson. That was last season, right? Because he started out this year as a Knick, right? Because they weren't trying to offer him the money.
Yeah.
And Brunson
just blamed Jalen Brunson's dad on him leaving.
Yeah, they said once his parents got involved, and that's when all the talks changed. I'm like, no one cares, honestly. Brunson's having a great year. Great season. The Knicks are going to be probably looking pretty good. But, I mean, it doesn't make me feel any weird because, I mean, it was still nasty in Brooklyn. I mean, the reporting, you're in New York. It's just the history that he had the prior year, the whole COVID thing, the Jewish thing. Like, he needed to still get out of there no matter what. I mean, obviously, to drop a team seven, you know, spots in the standings is probably a record. I can't imagine a trade that has worked out any worse than that. I mean, aside from injuries, like, that's actually going to be in the book somewhere. This 2022-23 season is kind of crazy.
It's crazy. For a player of his caliber. Got Dinwiddie back. You rarely see teams trade for a player back.
But, yeah, I mean, that's my boy. I mean, he hooped maybe the last week or so.
He was hooping the whole time.
Yeah. It's just weird though because they traded everything. Like they traded. That's what happens when you know Thanos, whoever you want to call him in Endgame said, you know, what did it cost? Everything. Because I mean, you got two guys, but there's nothing there. So that's the Kyrie portion. I mean, I'm gonna hand it off to you two guys. I got my spiel out. Appreciate it. Now y'all can go badger Kyrie how y'all want to.
You know I'm going for it. But Brian, start with you. What do you want with your thoughts on the situation with the Mavs Friday and just their situation since trading for Kyrie?
You know, when they traded for him, I was like, oh, this is a good pickup for them. First round exit. Like, literally, that's what I said. First round exit. Like, I didn't.
Good pickup for them, first round.
Yeah, like, I mean, they were probably going to be a first round exit team anyway without him. But, you know, that solidified their first round exit. But I didn't see them missing the play-in, like, entirely. And, you know, the fact that. I think I saw the other day, too, is that not only were they fourth place when they traded for him, I think they were, like, two or three games behind Denver at the time, too.
And damn.
Denver is the first seed in the West, like, the number one seed in the West now. And for them to fall all the way down to 11th, and, I mean, let's just call it how they just basically give up for whatever reason. Like, I don't know if this is admitting that the trade shouldn't have happened, because Kyrie actually doesn't have an option. Like, this was his last year. Like, this was his option year.
Oh,
okay. So he's like a legit unrestricted free agent. So he can do anywhere. He can do anything. He can go anywhere.
Except the teams that he left already. Because they definitely don't want him back.
That's not happening. But yeah, I've never seen anything like this. Like, the only thing I can kind of compare it to is, and funnily enough, it's the same team trading for the same position. But a few years ago, when the Mavs traded for Rondo, I think that was like 2014, 2015, something like that. And they felt like Rondo could be, you know, the point guard that team needed with like an aging Dirk and some other aging pieces around him. And like start pushing the ball more. And I think the best that they got was like the seventh seed at that point. And it was just like, damn. But for them to fall all the way down to 11, literally have the season on the line and just be like, nah, we good. Like something about that just isn't right. Like, because, like you said, Ian, like, there's no way they're going to be, like, in serious high draft lottery position. You know, they probably have, like, the worst position to be in because they were just good enough to
make the playoffs.
Yeah, to, like, be in consideration for the play-in up to literally the last couple of days of the season. But they missed out on that. They're going to be picking somewhere between like 10 and 14 probably. 10 and 16, whichever one it is.
If it's not Victor, you don't even have a pick.
I mean, I'm not even going to say that because I think, you know, y'all know me. I've been wishing Scoop would be a Wizard since beginning of the season. And even, damn, I can't think of his name right now, but bro from Alabama, I think he's going to be good too.
I'm going to throw in something just so you keep going.
The shooter? Just again. He's
just Mavs also, their pick this year goes to the Knicks for KP.
The Mavs pick
this year. They don't have a first round pick. So they're literally laying down just to lay down.
And Kyrie's going to walk.
Probably.
Oh, Kyrie's walking.
And Luka's probably going to gain 30 more pounds.
Yeah, his rookie, I saw highlights.
I thought it was a doppelganger, bro.
Bro, from his rookie season, he was so thin.
Yeah. Yeah, bro, I don't know what the Mavericks did. I don't know what the purpose is. I don't know if Jason Kidd is trying to get out of there. I don't know if the team just quit on. Like, I don't know what it is because I've never seen a team be in playoff contention. And, you know, people fall in the seed, like, fall in seeding spots all the time. Like, that's a part of the game. Like, you're not going to win every game that you play. But for them to just get to this point where they're just like, yeah, no, we good. I don't understand it.
Bro, I don't. I really don't get it. And like Shane said, the badger on Kyrie. I don't know if it's a Kyrie thing or what, but it does seem like where he goes is something just toxic goes with him. And I'm not really trying to blame Kyrie because he's a stupidly efficient scorer. Like at the end of the day, no matter what you want to say about Kyrie, the man is one of the most talented players we've ever seen. The problem is all the off court stuff. And on court, like he just offensively know what he brings. His defense is going to be his weak part. And trading, it's funny because we talk about Mavs gave up a lot. They really didn't. They gave up one defender in Finney Smith, but that one defender changed everything for that team. Dinwiddie for Kyrie, I'd do that any day.
Yeah.
But the Finney Smith one hurt. And you just, I've been sitting back while y'all were talking, still trying to think of a reason why they would do this, and I still don't get it. Like, I guess rest Luka more, but it's like you also have, Kyrie and Christian Wood that are free agents this year. I don't see Christian Wood at all coming back after the last month and a half. He's played like 20 minutes, like five times. Like, this kid was not playing, bro. I don't get it. I mean, I get it there. See, Wood, Doncic, and Kyrie don't fit on the court at the same time. I get that because that's just pure offense. But none of them three play defense. Luka tries, though. I've seen Luka try, for sure. But I don't get that situation. Brian, you brought up the Rondo thing. I forgot all about that because bringing up that makes it really put in the picture that they've been struggling since that championship run. Mm-hmm. Like, they've been trying to trade for pieces. Remember, they drafted Dennis Smith Jr., then drafted Luka. They thought those two could work together. Then packaged Dennis Smith for KP. Thought KP and Luka could work together. And Shane, we talked about this before. The problem when you have somebody as good as Luka, which obviously anybody would want to have Luka, but the one problem that comes with him is because he started off his career so good, the Mavs missed the playoffs. They were probably like the 10 seed that year, his rookie season. Mm-hmm. And that automatically means you're not getting a high pick. Usually, like, look at the Wizards. We had John Wall 1 year. Then it was Beal. I mean, Vesely obviously was a six pick, but you had Otto, Beal. So you had more top three picks coming in. When you have a player like Doncic, it stops with him. Like, you're not getting no more top 10 picks. And so it's harder to build around him. And you're trying to trade for players, and you don't know what fits him. KP doesn't
really fit him.
What fits him? Because KP didn't fit him.
3 and D.
So just role players, it seems like.
Yeah.
I agree, but
they traded for Kyrie.
No, it's not. I mean, it's not that. It's not just that. But you trade for role players, but then in the playoffs, you need another star next to him, your star. So it's like, what can you put next to Luka? That's before I slide off this topic. Shane, let's pass to you. What can you put next to Luka? What type of player? let's say Kyrie and see what are out the door.
You mean realistically?
Yeah, realistically.
That I don't think there's anybody. Because just the way Luka's style is, honestly, and it's not even knocking it, but kind of knocking it, because he has that same issue early with Harden. Like, they just dominate the ball so much. Now, Harden, you know, he can still assist. He had the three-point shooters that were knocking him down.
Just to throw this in there, Keem said something. He said Harden is probably the only player that's been a top five player at two different positions in our lifetime.
Probably fair.
Obviously, he was a top five shooting guard.
I mean, if Kyrie played shooting guard, he would have probably been top five there.
He was technically shooting guard.
I mean, oh, then he was also then.
But, I mean, yeah, he's played two different positions, but he's always had the same style, I feel like. Like, he's always been, like, the main facilitator.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been the main facilitator, but I think in his when he got comfortable in Brooklyn and in, now in Philly, he's just looking to pass for real. Yeah. Like, he's not good. Yeah. He's, he did, like, Houston was, I'm going to break you down. I'm going to give you 37 a night. Now it's, I'm about to just find the open man. Yeah. And if my bucket comes, it comes.
Because I remember even when he was coming off the bench running sixth man for OKC, a lot of conversation back then was, like, he should be the natural point guard while Russ should be the two the whole time.
Russ never played point guard before coming to the NBA. That's the freak.
So, but, I mean, it still makes sense, though. That's still a fact. Mm-hmm.
But the only other person I think you could actually put next to him, it has to be a star that is like 3-and-D, though. Like, that has to be their main thing, but also a score. But it's almost impossible. Like, I don't know who, because you kind of want it to be a guard.
Me and Brian talked about him last podcast.
Oh, yeah.
The who's perfect one? Fits. JB in Boston. Jalen Brown.
Jalen Brown,
unselfish 3-and-D player, PG.
Jrue Holiday.
Or not. I think you need somebody less ball dominant than Luka.
Yeah.
Drew's not less ball dominant.
I mean, you're not going to run like
the offense to Drew.
I don't think your offense helps with Drew.
No.
I don't think he helps. I don't think he helps your offense, what I mean to say.
But like, it's just weird because, like, how he just effortlessly comes in. He don't do the same thing as Giannis. He had some crazy games this year.
Who, Drew?
Yes, with Middleton out. But it's just, I don't know. I feel like I can see not him being like that on a consistent. Like, if teams are expecting him to do that, I don't think he can be nearly as efficient. But with Chris Middleton happening to be injured a lot of games and the times that Giannis is like either sitting out or not facilitating, Drew has stepped up into that role. So, but for real, the only other person I was really thinking that would be a fit, I mean, it's a guy that we probably have for MVP, but that's not realistic, like you said. Which is Embiid, not Jokic.
Oh, I was about to say.
Embiid. I think it would.
I was thinking, if we're talking centers for Doncic, I think it would have to be a rim-running center. Like, somebody that's pure, I'm going to grab these boards.
Clint Capella?
I mean, a better.
But a good one.
But we're talking about, like, star level.
Yeah.
And this is going to contradict that. But I was thinking somebody young, like Jalen Durant from Detroit. Because the thing about them is they're tanking. And this is off topic, but they're tanking, and it's weird. They're tanking for
big, because they have obviously all those bigs.
You have Bagley, Isaiah Stewart, Jalen Durant, and James Wiseman.
Yuck.
Durant, to me, is the best big out of them, and he's coming off the bench for Wiseman. And Durant, PG just said Durant reminds him of Dwight Howard. He said he's a man playing amongst boys. He's super strong, super athletic, and he is. Charlotte traded him on draft night, and I said when they trade him, this is going to be like the 76ers trading Mikal Bridges, because Durant was perfect for the Melo's play style, and trading Detroit made no sense. But somebody like that, I think Luka would need a rim running center, or a center like Steven Adams that will set elite screens.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to build around somebody like that. Yeah. Like, I can't really think of it.
Even the last honorable mention, probably post-trade Bridges, because that dude has really been spazzing. He's been spazzing since that trade, really making the Suns look stupid. Even though it's KD. It is KD.
Oh, yeah, you got to make the trade.
Yeah, I don't think it's making them look stupid.
But he's been playing an insane clip. I mean, but y'all go ahead.
I think, okay, first hot take of the night.
Okay.
I don't see the Mavs being able to get anybody for Luka that'll play alongside Luka.
The closest was Brunson, but go ahead with your
choice. I don't see the Mavs being able to put anybody next to Luka that's like star level. So, I mean, it's going to be crazy, but the next best thing is probably to start shopping Luka at this point.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I know, like, it's insane. Maybe not like this offseason. See if you can get Jaylen Brown. Like, when he comes up for free agency?
Because he's been one in discussions.
But that trade package for Luka. Like, you'd have to throw in literally, and I'm not even trying to be funny, but literally your franchise plus some.
I mean.
And that's just at that point, you want to use that person to build for Luka.
Yeah, but if you're the Mavs, you're not caring about that.
Who's that?
Bro, like, there's going to be teams that'll trade for Luka.
Yeah. Yes. You don't think he paired well?
Yeah, I do, actually. I think whoever does has to play defense. Like, that's why I said Kyrie and Luka wouldn't work.
I didn't even think about Siakam. That would be a good fit, too.
And they have OG. They should have made that trade for OG instead of Kyrie. Yeah, we were
talking about the Mavs.
That would have been, they needed somebody that can play defense next to Luka, not just.
But then they traded the dude away, though. That's so dumb. Yeah.
I mean, Finney could have been in that trade for OG. Finney plus some picks.
I think they were so fixated on getting somebody next to him that could be a consistent scorer that they just was like, we'll just try to outscore everybody. We're not worried about defense.
Yeah, that's a good try. Good
try. And then you see how that played out.
I can't even think of a word where they, especially knowing how Mark Cuban is, seeing him on stuff like Shark Tank and just seeing him speak in general, I cannot see him trading Luka. Like, he knows the value Luka brings.
I mean, doesn't he pay some guys through Bitcoin on their contracts?
That was Dinwiddie.
Oh, yes.
It's hard to build around Luka. I guess certain players that is really hard to build around. One player I could think of and not building around, but it's to help the situation out, Brian's favorite player, Gobert. Like, somebody that will protect the rim at least. Like, you just... Yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of big man to go with them, but it's like, I can't. I want to say Cat, because I think the Timberwolves got to make a move, too. I think Cat or Go... I don't think they're going to trade Gobert because of what they just gave up to get him.
Yeah, that's
but Cat and Ant aren't... They're two really good players, but I don't know if they're a great fit. So I feel like it's going to be Cat that has to go because Ant can be a number one.
Yeah.
Cat can't. But Cat also can't go to a team like Dallas with Luka, and we're going to expect Cat to play defense all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting.
Last one. Revitalize his career because it's clearly gone off the deep end. Do y'all know who I'm about to say?
Hold up. This is a guess the player from Shane. Give me another hint.
He stole, I mean, a good hint or like a trash hint?
I mean, me and Brian aren't casuals.
Y'all are going to get it, obviously, but.
Do a trash hint.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. We're not casuals. We can get this.
I mean, I believe we thought he wasn't playing due to injury-related reasons. But
I know you're not talking about. You're not talking about Ben Simmons.
Yes, sir.
No. Yes. Sorry, stop.
No. Luka would love Ben Simmons.
No, he would not.
Yes, he would, bro.
What would he love him for?
Because he passes out of shots.
He doesn't pass out of it. You have to be pretending to shoot to pass out of it. He doesn't do that.
He'd go out there and play some damn
defense. So, for real, that's why Kyrie and Katie left.
He needs another ball handler, though, still.
The most disgusting lineup.
Ben Simmons, the only team I could see him fitting in, and it's weird, but it's really weird, but I could see him getting swapped out for Draymond. You just put him at the five or the four in Golden State where he's just playmate.
I thought they were going to do that before they won the chip. Going into that season, I thought they were going to do that.
The only reason his name comes up is because I talked with the Blazers fan who swears he would fit in that scheme as the pick and roll guy. I'm like, bro.
He doesn't do pick and rolls. I've heard other people say that, and I was trying to figure out, bro, that's not... If he's the one passing, yes, but he's not the roller. No, he's not good to be in the roller.
Him to be the screen.
He's just going
to
pass out or not look for the ball. He'll purposely just bring the double team in. Like, all right, y'all shoot. But, so, Mavs lost tonight, so they are eliminated from the play-in. So, let's get to the play-in. We have playing in the East first. It's locked in. We have the Raptors and Bulls, 9 and 10 playing each other. I love this matchup because I really don't know who to win. I mean, who's going to win? I know whenever the odds come out, it's going to be like -100 or +100. Like, it's going to be super close. Raptors and Bulls. Okay. I'm going to start with Brian. Who is the best player in this series?
Between Raptors and Bulls?
Yes, sir.
I say Siakam.
I like it.
I think Siakam is. I feel like he's more. I feel like I trust him more than anybody in that series. I feel like he's more reliable. He's more consistent. DeRozan has his ups and downs. LaVine has his ups and downs.
I hate LaVine.
DeRozan just had like 0 points through three quarters.
Yeah,
everyone bet on
all over my time.
Yeah, I feel like you know what you're getting out of Siakam, and I feel like especially in that matchup. For one game, Yeah, because that's 9-10, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, so for one game elimination, I feel like Siakam will give it his all on both ends. You know, he'll do his patented spin move. Just to piss I'll wait for that to come up. He'll do his patented spin move, but he's still, you know, he still be getting buckets when he be. And, of course, he's going to defend, too. So, definitely Siakam for me.
Shane, who's the best player in the series?
I agree with Brian. Yeah, I was going to say Siakam. I really wish I could say DeRozan, but, I mean...
So is DeRozan better than LaVine?
Yes, to me. I hate LaVine. Not, and that's not off of personal bias. It's, well, it is. It is. I bet one too many times on 2+3s on LaVine, and it was just he never cashed it. Well, no, I ain't going to say he never did. Because sometimes he hit 5 threes. But LaVine is inconsistent. He's so inconsistent. I just can't. I don't even know where I rank him in shooting guard in the league. Because, yeah, I mean... I don't know how I feel about LaVine. I know DeRozan don't shoot threes, but I know he's almost guaranteed to give me 25. Almost. There was definitely a long streak of him.
Pretty sure LaVine's leading scorer on that team.
I mean, that's fair. I had to guess, but let me fact check myself. Still inconsistent. I don't care what his average is. He's still inconsistent.
See, I feel like I'm kind of the opposite. I love DeMar DeRozan, but I actually think LaVine's better. And you talk about where he is with shooting guards, I'd put it on Twitter. I think it's LaVine, Beal, Booker. Not in the order. LaVine, Beal, Booker, and Spida, to me, are all on the same level.
I've seen that a lot.
I think if you –
I could tell you who the worst one is.
If you throw Beal on the Suns, I think the Suns will be the same. If you throw LaVine on the Suns, I think the Suns will be the same. If you throw Spida on the Suns, I think the Suns will be the same. I think it would just go like that. What position do you think SGA is? Because if you throw SGA at a 2, I think he's the best shooting guard in the league, and I think his defense is underrated. Mm-hmm. It's either him or Jaylen Brown because of defense. I'm picking one of them two. But Brian, who you said you know who the worst is?
Oh, it's Bill. It's Bill for me. I feel like Bradley Bill doesn't do enough offensively anymore that he used to do. Like, this man was, for like 2 or 3 years straight, he was 30-plus averaging, easy. Mm-hmm. And then these last 2 years, I don't even think he's cracked 24. He might have this year. I'm not sure. I haven't really paid attention to his numbers like that because I'm boycotting the Wizards low-key.
Just to throw this out there again, my bad to interrupt you, but LaVine's 24.9, DeMar's 24.7, so same exact thing. They're literally the same.
But, yeah, I feel like all of them do more or do a lot better than Bradley Beal does. Well, maybe not LaVine. I feel like...
LaVine's just a bouncy Beal.
Yeah. He's just a light-skinned Bradley Beal, really. But Devin Booker has more of an offensive bag. Well, he can post up. I like his mid-range more. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's better from outside, too. Spider, he does better, you know, triple-level score, handle the ball better defensively. But Bill, he's just...
A bum. His name is Bill.
He's a robbery.
Yeah,
his name is Bill. He's a heist man. Like, that's what he is at this point. I'm going to leave my bias aside.
If Timberwolves offer Cat for Bill, what would you take it?
Cat for Bill? Mm-hmm. Would we still have Porzingis?
Yep. So the rebound would be god awful. Cat and KP in a front court rebound would be awful.
Defense
would be awful. Beal and Ant might be all right though. Beal might be a perfect option for Ant. So shooter out there.
Timberwolves don't want
Beal for Ant.
No, I'm saying they would probably
Beal with Ant. Beal for Cat.
Yeah, they probably give him Cat for Beal.
Losing that trade.
Yeah, Beal's a hard player to trade because it's like, you know, you can get that scoring from, like, not any player, but any two players.
And he got a no-trade clause. I forgot about that.
All right. Yeah, let's moving on. So, my camera's still on you. So, Raptors, you have Raptors winning that in one game?
Yeah, I think the Bulls are done.
Van Vliet, Gary Trent, Scottie, OG, Siakam, Poeltl.
And the game going to be in Toronto? Yeah, the Bulls are done. Get them out of here. Now, if they win and we see like another...
Yeah, game's in Toronto, yep.
If they win both games, we see another Pat Bev meme.
Oh, my God. That's going to be a
But yeah, the Bulls are done.
Then the other play-in is Hawks and Heat. It's Heat and Hawks. Heat are 7. And it's funny because this playoff series last year, the Heat were 1 and the Hawks were 8. Mm-hmm. The Heat are now 7 because they decided not to make any moves in the offseason. I personally think Heat will take care of the Hawks. When the trade was made for the Hawks with DeJounte Murray, I didn't like the fit. I didn't think Trae Young could play next to another point guard. And statistically, he has, but when you watch the games, it's just not a good fit. DeJounte Murray, same way. He shouldn't play next to another guard. He should be the lead guard. And DeJounte's free agent this year, too. So that's really interesting. There's a lot of these trades that didn't work out. These guys are free agents. Unfortunately, the only one that's there long term is still Gobert. Everybody else seems like they can get out of the trade. So Hawks, Heat Hawks, real quick, Shane, what you got?
Man, honestly, I might even call it a toss up. I don't know. I think the Hawks. I mean, no, the Heat have
Jimmy B is.
Yeah, no. Playoff Jimmy B is definitely.
This is play in Jimmy B. So
yeah, so play in Jimmy B is different. He hits every fourth quarter shot with like 6 minutes left. He gets to his spots. He makes the shot. He also had
Philly last night.
Yeah. He'll have Bam next to him as well. Who, I mean, still don't know how reliable he'll be at that point. But I mean, they rely on Jimmy.
He's against Capella, so.
Oh yeah, that's a nasty matchup. But no, I think Jimmy has his way. The Hawks, they're really in the bad position as a franchise. Honestly, even Hawks fans talk to me, and they're like, they still can't get rid of John Collins. I swear they've been trying to shop him for like 3 years.
For real.
They cannot get rid of John Collins. So they said, screw it. Let's just bring in someone else. Let's bring in DeJounte. It was an experiment. I mean, I don't think this is a bad year for them. But you see what – you don't want Trey, like you said, to play next to another guard. Yeah, I think statistically he had a good year. He was shooting a little bad, somewhat.
They say in every year since he's been in the league, he's been at the worst fourth total in assists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he can get those assists, though. That's for sure. But, playing-wise, he just got all the vet. So, they just going hoop. They got Haslam. So,
first time he's ever been mentioned on this podcast. Ever.
But, yeah, nah.
Hey, he's going to be a Gusser player 3 years from now. He's going to be a Gusser player 3 years
from now. What player played 20 years in the league and averaged 3 points a game, man? 20 years.
For one team.
Yeah, I will give the edge to the Heat. They just only person I don't like on that roster is Kyle Lowry.
They don't like him either. So yeah,
I remember you sent that tweet to you. So.
11 undrafted players on that team.
They said he's not who we thought he was.
Like, I could have told y'all that 2 years ago.
Nah, for real. I don't know why they thought in that point in his career they was going to get him. They was going to get a good Kyle Lowry.
They thought they was getting 27.
Like 31, 32, whatever he is. He might be 33.
Kyle Lowry?
Like 35.
Yeah, he's older than that, bro.
Yeah, so I don't know what they're doing.
He won with Kawhi when he was like 31, 32.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
I think he might have been older than that.
So Brian, Heat, yeah. Hawks, what you got?
It's the Heat. It's the Heat. This ain't even going to be a close game. It's the Heat.
So camera's still on you, Hawks, Raptors. This is just all hypothetical. That's what the plan would be. Last for the 8th spot. And I don't think, and you correct me, but I don't think actual playing team has made the playoffs yet, like a 9 or 10 seed. I think the 8 seed is just taking care of business every time.
I think the first year. The first year, I think Memphis was a 9.
They beat the Warriors in the play-in.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Memphis was a 9.
Because that nigga was talking so much shit to me about how the Grizzlies.
That was when Steph played like 5 games.
Pissing me off, bro. Talking about how they just beat Warriors and Steph and shit. Because he's a Dame fan. I'm lying, bro.
Yeah, but I think, you know what? I'll give it to the Hawks. The Hawks Raptors matchup. Because it'll be in Atlanta. Crowd going to be hype. Trey going to catch fire. Even though the.
It's a little tough. I think the Raptors
got Raptors had to think about it. They got
some defense.
They got the defenders that you need against a team like the Hawks. I had to think about that.
That space is nasty. Also, I do think the Raptors' best spot is their defense. Now, they do got some scores. They got some three-point shoot. They got a lot of 3-and-D. They're like wing you. Yeah, they're wing you. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of defenders they can throw. There's a lot of switches they can implement. And the Hawks, the best thing I think they can try to do is just outscore them blatantly. But you got, like I said, Collins is probably going to be on the court. He's not great at putting the ball on the floor and playmaking or doing anything. Mm-hmm. He's really catch and shoot or a lob guy. Capella's also on the court with him a lot. And that's just a lot of clutter. I think it doesn't look good. You can game plan for the Hawks. If it happened to be a series, I mean, if it's like you said, it's playing, I still give the edge to the Raptors. They just – defense wins championships and they win playing games at this point. I mean, defense has always been a thing in basketball, especially.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move to the West playing. 7 is the Pelicans. Update on them. No, Zion is just
treading.
Me and Brian were talking about somewhat on Twitter today about he's really looking like Greg Oden at this point. Like, you missed your rookie year, you played 24 games. Second year, you played 60, which is very impressive. Looking back, I didn't even think he'd ever played. I didn't, off the top of my head, I definitely did not think he had a 60 game season.
Yeah,
but he had 60. Yeah, but his second year, he had played 60. Third season, he missed the whole season for his foot injury. This is fourth year. He barely played. So it's like,
it's crazy as years go by like that.
No, for real. He's one of the most, he could be like one of the most exciting players we've ever seen. Like, we don't see, I'm not trying to be funny, but he has the body of a D lineman. And to have that bounce, we've never seen that in our lifetime. Obviously, people were comparing him to like Barkley and other stuff, but it's like, we haven't seen somebody like that.
And Barkley ain't near have the bounce.
Right, and he's like a baby Shaq almost.
But that's probably what leads to this stuff, though, because he's just not normal. I mean, as athletically gifted as he is, like, that's what has to lead to some of these injuries, why he's so cautious. I mean, not to mention, wasn't he the player that, like, his shoe, like, broke literally on the court, and Nike covered it up?
College, yes.
Yeah, like, Nike covered that up somehow, but it doesn't.
So I'm saying, I emphasize in college because he wasn't even at his highest weight. Like, he was at his high weight last year with his foot injury.
Yeah, and dude's like, he just, yeah, I just don't think I've seen a person built like him move like that. So I'd assume me getting off the bed, I could easily roll my ankle over, and I'm not, I don't think I weigh 300 pounds or however much Zion weighs, and I don't use as many muscles as Zion probably uses in his calves and thighs. So it's probably definitely difficult to try to just keep his body not even in shape but just in a like the pristine condition you need to not get hurt.
And it's not shape is the right word.
Yeah, well, in shape, yeah, because it's tough. I mean, look at him. To still be athletic at that size and that height is just insane.
Hey, if he were to lose weight, he would still be effective. Like, we're not asking him to drop 100 pounds. We're just saying, bro, drop enough to play.
Yeah.
Like, literally, you have the bounce at 300 pounds. How much more bounce do you think you can get if you drop 25? Exactly. Just go to 275 and let's see what you can do, bro. Like, he will be the biggest what-ifs if he doesn't play more than 50 games consistently. Mm-hmm. 50 games is really not, that's not much. Let's say 60. Because that's nobody we've seen like him before. Like, when he was coming out, people were trying to find players to compare him to. They were like Sean Kemp, Charles Barkley, LeBron. But it's like, there's nobody like him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this man's a left-handed dude that can – we saw him in Duke jump. I think it was DeAndre Hunter. Somebody's three. He blocked in the corner and swung on that. Like, it was – his vert is just insane. But it's like, we're getting robbed because we obviously want to see that. Like, the Pelicans – it could have been AD and Zion. Like, the Pelicans had the first pick, and AD still decided to leave. But, I mean, obviously now is the right choice. But you have a squad around you, like, bro, get in shape to build this, to make a run. If we're being for real, like, y'all could be a championship contender if you were 100% healthy. With that squad you have your second option can average 25 to 30 games, Brandon Ingram. Then you have your point guard, who's not really a true point guard, but one of the best mid-range killers in the game is CJ McCollum. can give you 15 to 20 a night. Now, one of the league's best shooters in Trey Murphy, one of the best big men that can shoot in JV, Valanciunas. Like, he can shoot and can play, like, a real big man role. You have a squad. And Herb Jones, yeah, one of the best defenders. So you have a squad. But they need the star player. Like, they need you out there. And that's, I'm about to pass to you, Brian. Mm-hmm. And that's my point. They're the 7th seed, Lakers are the 8th. So who do you have in that matchup?
In that matchup, I got the Lakers. I mean, I don't even know what should really be said at this point. I mean, you got LeBron James in a one-and-done situation. Like, come on now. Like, you know, you just saw him the other night probably play the worst first half he's ever played and then bounce back and drop 30
but in
the second half.
I want to ask you this. Camera's on you.
Yeah.
If you were the Lakers, right, you win this game, you drop to 7, would you rather play Memphis or Denver in the first round?
If I'm the Lakers?
Mm-hmm.
Memphis.
So, okay, so you would want to win this game.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, definitely want to win.
What's the question?
Would you rather play Memphis or Denver in the first round if you're the Lakers?
I say Memphis.
Yeah, definitely Memphis.
It's a parade in my city. Yeah. Oh,
yes, sir.
And I mean, the reason for that is they just don't have enough like to keep up, I feel like. And I just feel like Bron playing against, like a Bron-led team playing against a team that's still young and up and coming, he's just going to feast on that. Like, mm-hmm. he'll know,
don't match up,
he'll know how to combat everything that they do. There's nobody that can guard him. Yes, they have Jaren Jackson, but I still think AD would eat against Jaren Jackson.
Jaren Jackson foul out in 2 quarters.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, they'd get him in foul trouble easily.
We get to see the
Lakers would win that in 5, I feel like.
That's bold.
I feel like Lakers would win that in 5. Ja will get them one win. Like, it'll go Lakers game 1, Ja drops like 45-50 game 2, they win that. And then it's just Lakers the rest of the way, if that's what it'd be the match.
What was the Grizzlies and Warriors, how many games
that was a weird-ass 6-game series.
6.
Because Ja got hurt.
And they still won a game.
Yeah, like they won by like 50 in that game 5.
And he was the most improved somehow. Yeah. He's still the most
improved. That was just a weird series.
Shame. Lakers pales out. Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not betting against LeBron a day in my life, even at 40.
Okay, so Pels, camera's on you, Shane. Pels versus Timberwolves or Thunder, because that's not. Matter of fact, let's do Timberwolves and Thunder. Who was winning that matchup?
That's the 9-10. Timberwolves and Thunder?
Yeah.
Give me the Thunder. I mean, I'm just a fan of the. I mean, you. The SGA agenda you put, not on the podcast, but just in general, made me, like, look at this dude. And he's him. I mean, we've seen the fantasy league that we, the garbage fantasy league that we played in. But
first player since Jordan averaged over 30 with one three a game.
SGA's a different breed. They have that, is it Jalen Williams?
Jalen. But the J-A-L-E-N is the one you're talking about.
Yeah. He's a dog. Josh Giddey. Like, they have a pretty good, like, roster.
Chet coming back next season.
Yeah, they missed their rookie, and they did that weirdo, before and after post, and I'm glad you said it.
You be playing 2K, right?
Yeah.
Well, I need somebody to explain to me how OKC is a tier 1 team on 2K when you play online.
I can't explain that to you.
How are they a tier 1 team?
The SGA must be a dog.
He has to be.
Yeah, I mean, he's glitchy. I mean,
PG said there's no player that he can compare him to. I say he's very similar to Jamal Crawford, but like a more consistent version.
Yeah.
Because the way he gets to the bucket, Jamal Crawford is much more, he shoots threes more.
Yeah.
But the way SGA, he's super shifty, super like, he's going to break you down, but not like James Harden or Doncic break you down. Like, his moves are
too good to
pass.
Yeah.
James Harden, Kyrie, Luka, they want
to move you to get their space.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. SGA wants to move you to get to the bucket.
So, I mean, I just think the Thunder, we might have, I don't know when we had, I mean, there's definitely been a time we've probably seen them at their lowest point, but whenever that was, they're not seeing that again for as long as SGA is on.
What is the? What,
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, we've seen it.
Playoffs since we've
exactly. We've seen it somewhere. We've seen it somewhere, but I don't know. I can't pinpoint where.
I guess CP3 with SGA, and they still want some playoffs.
Yeah. It's so crazy about the Thunder because every time I feel like they're gonna be tanking, they're just like, nah, we good.
Yeah, it's just
like
weird.
Chet got hurt. Oh, in the offseason, I'm like, oh yeah, they're gonna be tanking this year. Nope.
So it's just.
Oh, it was last. Yeah, last year was probably their worst year then, because that they got a high enough pick to get Chet.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But yeah, I mean, I'll take it's Thunder. I was gonna say I'll take SGA, but I'll take the Thunder.
Brian, Seawolves, Thunder.
I got the Timberwolves.
Oh, it's coming from the Gobert hater.
It has nothing to do with Rudy Gobert. I mean, he'll be pivotal. Because, like we said, SGA likes to attack the basket, okay. So he'll definitely be pivotal in stopping that from happening.
They're small. The Thunder are super small. Yeah. Like, super, super small.
And I just think they don't have enough to keep up with.
Shane, who's the Thunder starting center?
My boy.
Cool. Like, this proves how small they are. They run such a small lineup, people don't know.
Say that again.
Yeah, talk closer to the mic.
Say that again. Say it with confidence.
I can't.
No, just say what you said.
John.
Is it Sean Mary?
Is that
okay.
My man said Shauna. Who is that?
From what's the song?
Gibson.
Yeah, Gibson. But
so you tell me, how about that?
I don't know. I promise you, I look all the time. I just don't know.
I'm gonna check it.
Let me think.
I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
I don't even have a name to guess.
I'm saying I know all their power forwards, but I cannot think.
They have like 12 power forwards.
They got both the Jaylens. They got Darius Bazley.
They're not putting. Nah, they don't have
Isaiah Roby.
Oh, I know. This is who they. I don't believe this.
But they
this
are the small team.
Say it is. Yeah. There's two guys listed as center here. One is he played for the Sixers at some point. He's a foreign dude. I'm going to just say
Spencer it. Spencer Halls?
It says Dario.
Oh, Sarge. Oh, Sarge?
It says forward center, quote unquote.
Doesn't play for them.
The only other.
I mean, like, he's on the team, but he doesn't.
Yeah, he's there.
The only other one is Olivier Saar.
Yeah, see, they run the Jaylens at center sometimes, or Poku at center. Like, they're super, super small. So, that you're saying, my point was, you just say Gobert won't make impact. Yes, he will.
Oh, yeah, he will.
Because that team's so small. So, you have
Timberwolves. Yeah, I got Timberwolves winning that.
Pelicans, Timberwolves for the last playoff spot.
Ooh. Pelicans, Timberwolves.
Obviously, no Zion. So, with Brandon Ingram versus Ant, very interesting.
I don't think no Zion makes a difference. Pels.
Ooh.
I got the Pels for that.
So, Timberwolves will not make the playoffs, according to you. That's the boldest thing you've said. Shane, but you got Pels, Timberwolves for the last spot. Dang, you said that'll make a difference.
Nah, I got the Pels.
Herb Jones going to have to strap Ant.
I'm going to go with the Pels, too. Like you said, they are pretty deep. The Timberwolves are deep as well. They're not. They have star. Yeah, they have star power. Sure.
They have Ant.
Cat. And yeah.
They have a defensive stopper in McDaniels, but that's really.
Yeah, they don't have an answer for Brandon Ingram.
But, yeah, there's a lot of people on the Pels that get buckets, though. Like, there's not a lot of people on the Timberwolves that get buckets.
All right, okay.
So at the end of the day, you do need to
score. Objective basketball is one more. I agree.
And I think they're going to play Gobert off the court.
With JV out there, though, that's going to be
hard. He's not going to be out there the whole time, but he'll at least – he can knock down a mid-range to three-point shot.
He can.
But if he's not out there the whole time, you're playing Jackson Hayes, who's damn near
– Cool.
DeAndre Jordan. Like, he's not leaving the paint. You're going to have to play Gobert. Y'all actually convinced me I'm going Pels, too. I definitely was easily saying Timberwolves, but y'all definitely
I tried to say they had star power, but it was really just
names. Not, you said they're deep. I said they're not deep at all.
Yeah, they're not deep.
You can't name one player off their bench.
They did trade for Conley, though, right?
Yeah, but their bench is just what? I don't know. Who's their shooting guard? Is it Ant?
Yeah.
Yeah, he plays the two.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, they're not deep.
Yeah, well, he was the three while Cat was out. McDaniels was the four. He played three and the four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're not deep.
Yeah, anyways. So that's the... Damn, so that's the
West
plan.
West and East playing.
West and East playing. So now, now we have the season awards. Obviously, we'll just save the best for last. We'll start off with the mid-ish awards. Sixth man of the year comes down to quickly Malcolm Brogdon.
There was one more.
I saw like Malik Monk in that conversation.
Malik Monk. But yeah, the really conversation is Brogdon, and I'm not trying to waste time.
Brogdon and Quickly.
The debate is very similar to like a Trae Young and Doncic rookie of the year thing, where Doncic dominated the whole season, and that's how Brogdon is. Brogdon was very consistent throughout the whole season. He never started a single game for Boston. Mm-hmm. And he's been good. Thing with Quickly is he's been good as of late, but like really, really, really good mm-hmm. as of late. So... I listen to one podcast, and they always say when you're chasing the award, the best things to do are cook at the beginning of the season or at the end of the season. Nobody cares about the middle of the season. So Quickly's doing that. I probably want to give it to Brogdon. Quickly is the favorite right now, but I want to give it to Brogdon because of consistency. So that's sixth man of the year. Brian, what you got?
I'm shocked that Quickly's the favorite. You said Quickly's the favorite?
Yeah, barely, but yeah.
I'm shocked.
He's the betting favorite.
Yeah, I'll give it to Brogdon. I feel like he's... in the quintessential six man. I think I saw something that Quickly started like 33 games this year.
That's the other thing.
Yeah, like yes, you're a six man in, I guess, role as of late, but if you start in 33 games, almost half the games of the season, but you're trying to get six man of the year, I don't really see how that correlates, but right. Definitely giving it to Brogdon. He's been consistent all season.
Quickly's minus 350. Brogdon's plus 230.
Yes. That's crazy. Then it's
Bobby Portis, Austin Reeves, and Malik Monk.
That's crazy that they got Quickly as the favorite like that. You know, I don't care about the Celtics.
New York media, man.
I'm fine for everything that's anti-Celtics, but that's crazy. But yeah, I definitely give it to Brogdon.
Shane.
Well, Brogdon too. I mean, you know, he was on my team all year from fantasy. But, I mean, Quickly was definitely one of the names. I think it was last year that I learned that might have been his first. Was it his first year last year or not?
I think. Nah. A couple years ago.
Okay, when they made but regardless, I mean, everyone knows I'm not the biggest college guy, but I do make it a thing when I do know new players' names. Because at this point, there's a lot of new players coming in that just make it on NBA teams and play multiple games that I'm just not remembering somehow. I mean, I don't know if this is getting older or whatever, but Quickly's a name I definitely learned and won't forget. I don't know what he did in college, but.
You don't know what college he went to?
Hell no.
Take a guess.
A random guess?
Hmm?
Kansas.
Close, but no.
Kentucky.
Yep.
Okay. But,
Whenever you see a point guard cooking, just assume they
especially when they're fast.
Did Fox go there?
Yeah.
I know Wall went there.
Mm-hmm.
Cousins went there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. See, I'm not too bad, but anyway.
SGA went there.
SGA went there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But, yeah, I'm going to still go with Brogdon. I mean, I didn't even know about that 33 game kind of stat, but like you said, the NBA needs to, they put out a new CBA thing to be considered for awards, you need 65 games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think in correlation to that, the cap for sixth man of the year should be like 33 games.
Yeah, like they need to.
It's got to be a cap for how many
you can't
games.
Start you can't start almost half the games and be like.
Sixth man of the year. Like, I mean, so yeah, Brogdon's been really consistent and definitely a piece in that Boston Celtics team. I mean, dominating the East. I'm not like the biggest fan, obviously, but I think Brogdon's my boy. I mean,
all right.
Yeah.
Most improved favorite is Lauri Markkanen at minus 300. Then it's SGA, Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, Tyrese Haliburton. Shane, going back to you, who you got?
I'm not going with SGA. That's what I do know.
Because he was good last year.
That's the John Morant thing. Like, we're not doing that again. We need to give it to someone who we knew, but they weren't exactly where they should have been. And I think it sounds perfect for who are the other three. I know I do like Lori as the favorite, but who are the other two?
Lori, SGA, Jalen, McHale, Tyrese.
Jalen Brunson?
Yeah.
Tyrese Halliburton.
Hey, man.
That's really tough. I wouldn't be surprised between Halliburton. He missed a lot of games. I'm going to go with Lori because the Jazz would not – I don't think we expected anything from the Jazz. Halliburton got traded early in the year from the Kings, which before they were really, you know, in the where they are currently in the standings for the West, they've been a poverty franchise for a super long time, especially for, you know, the Sabonis thing. But – Halliburton went to almost. Did he finish leading the league in assists or not?
I think
probably an average, but not like assists in general because he missed some games.
I thought Harden was leading an average.
Let's see. He is James Harden. Tyrese is two.
Yeah, I mean that's still definitely insane, but I think that the role that Markkanen has on the Jazz after losing Donovan Mitchell is definitely big. I mean, I want to say there were some other injuries there, but I feel like Clarkson, he's cooked, but he's been inconsistent still.
Yeah, Tyrese doesn't qualify to be amongst the league leaders because it's James, Trey, and Joker as the top three in assists. Okay. He's not anywhere on here, so I assume he just didn't play enough games to qualify.
But yeah, no, I like Lori. I mean, he definitely
just a chunk.
He hooped, and he's a... A name that I knew of. I knew of when he played for the Cavs and the Bulls. Didn't care about him. But on the Jazz, he hooped. I mean, he hooped. He was the one hitting parlays for me. He marketing.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Yeah, he was hitting threes. I was like, damn, this thing is hitting. This thing hits threes. So, I mean, and that's not the only reason why I would give him the award. Because obviously we know how Perkins feels about obviously announcing who he's giving awards to and why. But... Markkanen definitely improved and was probably the most improved. He's in a really big role, and it's a bigger role than he was last year. And he's not the sole reason, but a huge reason for that team's success this season. So it seems fair to give it to him.
What you got, Brian?
Like Shane, it's definitely Markkanen, but I do have a question for you. Say Mikal Bridges next season continues hooping now he's been hooping with Brooklyn. Do you think he'll be in consideration? Like, he could be, or is because he got traded midway through this year and we've seen what he's been doing with Brooklyn, it's going to be like, okay, we've seen you do it for half a season already. If you do it next year, you're not really most improved. Because I feel like if he had got traded at the beginning of the season and he was hooping like this all year, it definitely would have been him.
Yeah, I definitely think it would have been him too.
Yeah.
I think if that would be the case next season, he would literally have to average 30 a game.
Yeah,
and like I definitely didn't think he'd be doing this. Like in Phoenix, he didn't show any type of bag. Like it was just shooting.
No, pissed me off while Booker was hurt,
bro. Yeah, that's the thing. Like even when Booker and CP3 and Ayton were out, he still wasn't doing anything. Now in Brooklyn, I don't know what it is, the coaching system. I don't know what it is, but he's just going stupid. But yeah, I think it's Lori too. Like Lori, like Shane, everything Shane said. At least me, I definitely thought Jazz were one of the worst teams in the league going into the season.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Lori, he popped out his rookie season. He showed flashes. And then after that, it was just dull.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't play well with Chicago. They traded him to Cleveland. Cleveland didn't play him well.
Because they had three forwards or something like that.
I mean, the same thing in Utah, though. He's listed as just a small forward, not small forward / power forward.
Really?
He's a legit 7-foot small forward, which is insane.
That's an insane, like, position to play, bro.
It really is. So, yeah, most approved. I definitely think it's him. Moving on to the next award, I'll go to Rookie of the Year. That's easy. I think it's Paolo. He's not too many rookies show that they can be a number one on a team, and he's shown that. The other option, Paolo's minus 1,000 favorite. bench. Jalen Williams at plus 3,000. Benedict Mathurin plus 20,000. And then everybody else saying Walker Kessler, Jaden Ivey, Keegan Murray. Paolo's the only rookie at all that showed he can be a number one on the team. Kessler's been the most impressive, though, to me personally, because I didn't know about him at all. Came in and just been blocking shots. Obviously, they've been doing the side-by-side with him and Gobert. It's not really fair because people know not to test Gobert. It's like a cornerback thing. Gobert's gotten to that point where people aren't just going to try him every time. Kessler's a rookie. They're going to keep trying him, and they get blocked. But Paolo's Paolo. Like, I heard a comparison today that he's a mix between Blake Griffin, was it Carmelo or something like that? The way he just can use his size but also score from all three levels is just insane. Yeah, I don't think this is hard at all, but no. Brian.
Yeah, Paolo.
Shane. Yeah.
Paolo.
He's had that lock since
one of the few people. I didn't. There's a lot of, like I said, and use me as the standard on when it comes to, like, the casual college fan, like, the definition of casual college fan. I think I watched more of the women's championship than the men's this year.
I think everybody did.
Mm-hmm. And didn't know a lot of them. But they won. I knew about Paola. Actually, we could probably go, if you actually felt like editing, you can go back to when the season started. I might not have even known how to say either his first
name. Yeah, I definitely didn't.
So go back to the draft recap.
Yeah.
that's what it was. When Brian was on here last time, he had to tell me how to pronounce his name because I definitely.
Because it's Bancaro, right? Not Banchero.
Yeah, just his first and last name, I did not know how to pronounce.
Exactly. I think our draft recap, Shane was talking about Chet. He was like, yeah, I saw that he went first overall. I was like, dude, what?
Like I said, my boy Paolo. Yeah, I'm the standard, bro. Like, if you trying to start getting in the hoops, bro, be better than me when it comes to college basketball.
That's definitely a low standard.
Next award, DPOY, Defense Player of the Year. Jaren Jackson is the favorite at minus 300. Brooke Lopez, plus 260. Evan Mobley, plus 4,500. I'll stop it there.
Yeah, you could have stopped that, Jaren Jackson.
And me personally, I'm going Brooke Lopez. I just literally just listened to a podcast like 3-4 hours ago that was saying he's guarded, I think, 260 more shots at the rim than Jaren Jackson Jr.
Just an injury, though, right?
He doesn't play that much because of foul trouble.
Oh, really?
Like, he's played like a significant less amount of minutes than Brooke Lopez. The minutes, just in general.
Like the per 60 or whatever they call it?
Well, I don't know. But, I mean, Brooks missed time, too, though. So it's not like that. But
because I think Jaren Jackson only missed like that first month and a half, something like
that. Jaren Jackson, obviously, when he plays, he's a huge impact on that team. But to me, it's Lopez. And Lopez, his story's funny because he had a year in New Jersey, the New Jersey Nets. It might have been broken at the time, but I think it was New Jersey, where people considered him the best center in the game. This right when Dwight fell off, so the centers were kind of dry. And people thought he was the best center in the game with no defensive impact whatsoever. He was just giving up buckets. Now he's this locked in on defense. And I think it just comes down to him playing more and defending more than JJJ. I think JJJ will deserve it one day. Just he has to stay on the court. I think we talked about it last week, but I brought up Sabonis. I think teams are going to want to target the Kings in the playoffs because you want to go against Sabonis because he gets in foul trouble so early. JJJ is the same way, but he actually is elite on defense. But it's like if you're getting these 3 fouls in a quarter is insane. Mm-hmm. But yeah, give me Brooke. I'm not mad at anybody that says JJ, though. I get it. But Brian, DPOY, who you got?
Yeah, I got Jaren. I'm not mad at Brooke Lopez, like you talking about him just now. And it is crazy to see, like, the narrative on him change, like, completely from where he was back with the Nets and now. I mean, first of all, shout out to him being the leading scorer of the Nets franchise. That's still wild.
That's what Lopez is?
Yes. Still the leading scorer in the Nets franchise history. That's Brooke Lopez. But yeah, I'm not mad at him getting consideration. But yeah, I think Jaren Jackson's gonna walk home with it.
Shame.
I'm gonna go with Jaren Jackson. I had Lopez on my as the waiver pickup, maybe the free agent pickup for my fantasy league.
Year.
And he's the main reason why I couldn't drop a player because he was there for rebounds, blocks. But we're talking about Yeah, we're 3-2. We're talking about Defensive Player of the Year. So, honestly, Jaren Jackson has literally swept my team in blocks himself. Like, I don't know how, why, what, how he's that gifted to just be on that type of timing. I mean, he be getting to stuff. I do care about foul trouble as a, if I were to be the owner, if I were to have some type of interest in the Memphis Grizzlies. But when it comes down to, I'm just a voter and giving a player an award for being one of the better defensive players, when it's really centers, because those are the guys locking down the paint day in, day out.
Which isn't fair, but.
Yeah. Right. But I mean, it's a tough job because they got to play defense and get the board. But I wouldn't be surprised. I'm going to go with JJJ. I mean, that dude has gotten a ridiculous amount of blocks in the short time that he's actually been in the league. So if he stays at this clip, I mean, he's probably going to be insane. I mean, he wouldn't, like, topple any crazy records, because I'm sure Russell has a ton. But, JJJ, for sure.
All right, now, there are no odds on these other last two awards. One is obvious. Coach of the Year, I think it's obvious, is Mike Brown. This man, the Kings, just so you – I know Shane's over there trying to
figure out. Yeah, I was trying to think of who would
take for the Kings. Broke the longest drought in any professional sport right now. I think it was 16 years, something like that. Maybe, no, 16 with the 07. I think it was 18.
He was the Lakers coach at one point, right?
Lakers. Mm-hmm. He was Bronze, one of the Bronze coaches too in Cleveland.
Exactly. So stop playing with me, bro.
His whole thing was defense, and it's crazy. He goes to Sacramento, and they're still terrible on defense, but he found a way for Fox's bonus to really beat them dudes offensively. And just to break that curse, and it's a lot of things, but the main thing to me is the fact that maybe it could have been one of us that picked them to make the playoffs, maybe, and play in something like that, but to win that division, which is, to me, the toughest division in basketball, Sacramento is in the division with Phoenix, Clippers, Lakers, and the Warriors, and they finished one. If you would have bet $5 on them at the beginning of the season,
I've seen that on Twitter, stop playing.
You probably would have been set for life.
Not set for life, but
they were projected to finish last in that division.
I think the odds were at some point like 250-1.
That's why, as the season went on, but the start of the season, they were dead last.
Sure, but I follow a lot of betting pages. I'm not even here to discuss that. But yeah, I've seen a couple of slips that outright bet them to win the division. I don't know from who, but I literally looked at it within the past like week. And, I mean, people were definitely winning, like, probably about $700. But that's the books. I mean, the books be cheating the man every day. So, we're not here to give them no props or no pun intended. Go ahead.
Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Coach of the Year.
Coach of the Year. Just trying to think if there's anybody else with that other than Mike Brown.
Just throw the other names out there. Like I said, the odds aren't up, but it's the Thunder's coach, who I'm not sure what his name exactly. I know it's like a French name or something. Dennis Bruh from the Celtics,
Missoula,
who is gifted a great roster, but you're a rookie coach, so you should get some brown points. Yeah.
And I mean, like, it was right before the season started too. Like, it wasn't even like he had a full off season to
training camp and all
lead that team.
Y'all said the Celtics coach,
Joe Missoula,
just because he got.
Yeah, I mean, if he would probably be like my second option, but you're definitely Mike Brown. He could have led the Kings to the 8th seed, and I would have given him Coach of the Year.
Real.
Let alone winning that division and getting the 3rd seed. Like, that's crazy.
All right, the main award, Brian, camera's still on you, MVP. Who you got?
I know the favorite is Embiid.
Oh, man.
I know the favorite is Embiid. I'm not even going to be that. I know the favorite is Embiid. The fact that Giannis isn't getting more love than he should be for MVP is crazy to me.
He's career high in like two things.
Career high in pretty much everything. Best team in the league record wise, and it's not even that close. He dominates when he goes up against the other competitors for MVP. I don't know how he's not getting more respect. And if I had a vote, obviously I don't, but if I had a vote, he'd definitely be my first place MVP vote for sure, without hesitation.
Okay, Perk.
Shame.
MVP, who you got? Nah, I mean, no, those are really great points. And honestly, With that logic, I would give also give my point to Giannis, but this is the I put a tweet out about it, and I'm sick of it. Honestly, I'm sick of it. We need an Offensive Player of the Year award at this point in the NBA because I mean I don't know I don't know how much we would like if it would be like the Petty Award because it's like. Uh-huh. We had to create this because MVP was too annoying for the 2022 season or whatever. But and, or if you would look down on the players because it's like, you didn't win MVP. You just won Offensive Player because you can hoop. I mean, who can't hoop? But
MVP, it's like the conference finals MVP.
Yeah, exactly.
Because if you don't win finals MVP, it's like, who cares?
Exactly. It's just weird. But, I mean, if we were going, you know, purely based off entertainment, storyline, whatever, I'd go with Embiid. I mean, and not even, you can't even really specifically say why. I would honestly give him the edge based off that last game they both played. I think Jokic had, like, some points and, like, 8 turnovers where Embiid dropped, like, 52. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's not like the game really, really was impactful or mattered that much, but, I mean, It came down to the last day, and B had a better day, sure. Now, when you bring Giannis into the picture, with the guy that's averaging, you know, career highs in multiple stats, like you said, best record in the league, and not by, you know, a very thin margin, I can't be mad at that pick, but that's not what's going to drive home the media isn't pushing that. Like, no one's pushing for Giannis because he just won finals MVP. Like,
and he already has two.
Yeah,
like that's the
voter fatigue thing. They honestly, they have to do something about this because I don't want this to be a repetitive issue, though. That's my thing. I know we're supposed to be discussing who wins the war. If that's the question, I'm gonna say B, but I'm gonna still get this off. And I don't want to deal with this again because a month ago people were saying there's some voters like not ambiguous. I don't know what the word is, but like bias, and it's like oh. Embiid's been crying, or they don't want to give it to Jokic because he's won it 2 years in a row already. They just want to keep giving it to him.
Yeah.
I'm sick of the debate in general. I don't like just let them. They say like Jokic is actually playing for it, and Embiid doesn't care. I really don't care. Like
I think it's the opposite. Mm-hmm. He's playing for it. Jokic doesn't care.
Either way, I don't care. We don't know. We don't know. Like I think like I've seen like. Yeah, it was like the Phillies. No, I mean the Denver's players, not like had a consensus that yeah, Jokic doesn't really like you said. Jokic doesn't really care. He's just playing the game to play it, and if he gets it, he gets it. But I'm like, bro, I don't need these opinion pieces. Mm-hmm. I don't need to get swayed. I just want people to hoop, and if they get it, they get it. So, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to fix it. I do not have a solution, but I'm definitely sick of, if it's this close of a race, I don't want to keep hearing stories about it next year, that basically. I'm tired of it.
Before you go, Ian, what I'll be intrigued to see, do the Players Association, they still do their separate awards, right? Mm-hmm. I'll be more intrigued to see that than the AP awards, because I feel like that one's going to be very interesting, just in terms of like the voting breakdown and whatnot. Because I don't think the AP awards, I don't think the voters change up year to year. I think it's like the same voters pretty much every year. And I feel like if they were to change the voters up, then there would probably be some some variation in like, or not have to worry about voter fatigue. Because if that's your argument that Jokic shouldn't be MVP, then I feel like that's just a weak argument.
Yeah, it's so dumb.
Because even if you look at that team without him on the court, like I've seen them play games without him on the court, it's just like, damn, they kind of like helping his case right now because this team is trash without him on the court.
I just need a well-defined, like when we need to go over, when we go over these and have these new, I don't know, I think it was new, what is it, CBA kind of rules or whatever. Mm-hmm. We just need like very specific like writing for the definition of what we consider the most valuable. Like if we were to swap players, if the team was to not have the player, where would the team be if this player did not play a single game but was on the, like, you know, I'm just sick of, I just need to know what we deem valuable because it's pretty equal if you were to just say, okay, what if Embiid didn't play for... Well, no, I won't say equal. I would definitely say the Nuggets would struggle way more than the Sixers would without Embiid. And I don't know if that's a bad take or not, because Embiid is a generational type of guy, but... I mean,
all three of these guys are.
All three of them are. But, I mean, if you know, if Drew's having a good night, the Bucks don't seem as bad. If Murray's having a good night, the Nuggets don't seem as bad. And if, what is it, Harden's having a good night, the Sixers don't seem as bad. So it's just weird to really pinpoint. It's really nitpick stuff. So I don't know what specifically needs to happen, but I just don't want it to be a thing for the like last month of basketball. Interviews, I don't want to hear players tiptoe and walk on eggshells around. How do you feel about MVP, or asking the players MVP? Like, it just seems like drama, like a reality TV show. It's annoying. This is basketball. I want to see stats. I want to see hooping. I want to see you winning when it matters. But Embiid, if you guys didn't hear that, Embiid.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with you about the fact that it needs to be an actual definition of what's going on. Because it's most valuable could mean so much.
Yeah.
Like, so much. Then you have the best player on the best team argument. Then you have that who's putting up the best numbers, but maybe doesn't have the best supporting cast. The team record isn't all that.
Russ.
Then you have all this other stuff. And Embiid has the argument of Harden back in Houston, where it's like, all right, bro, just give it to him. Like, and it's not like you don't deserve it, but it's like, okay, like, we passed you up enough. Like, you got to have one at least. Joker.
Because it's hard. He has one, right?
Yeah, he got that one.
When he was averaging, like, 30.
37.
Yeah, yes, okay.
So.
That's a great. That wasn't even that season.
It wasn't.
Nah, the year that he was going crazy, that was Giannis' first one.
That was when he had, like, the most, like, 30-point games against every team.
The year he won it was that year that they was in the conference finals.
Sad.
Yeah, so it's a lot of different names.
And then even playoffs. Does playoffs matter? Because it's a regular season award. Mm-hmm. Does it matter where you – can someone in the 10th spot win MVP?
And that's – no, that's actually a great point, because you had years ago. But, like, 2-3 years ago, the argument was Giannis. Do we give Giannis the MVP when he can't hold up in the playoffs? It's like, well, how do you judge him from what he not going to do in the future when he dominated this whole regular season? So, boom. Anyways, the award is between these three players. And Embiid has the Harden argument where it's like, bro, I've deserved this for this many years, and I'm actually playing for this. Like, he said it. I want this MVP. Give it to me. Joker has that. Honestly, I can't decide between him and Giannis, who has more of the LeBron argument, where it's like, I'm the best player, seems like, and the voters, the people voting are tired of voting for me. So, if y'all vote for me, y'all do. If you're not, y'all don't. I'm actually going with Giannis for the only reason is because picking between Embiid and Joker is too messy. Like, you literally, they both have legit arguments. Nuggets are number one in their division. I mean, in the conference, sorry. Mm-hmm. Not just in their conference. And like Brian said there, without Joker, that team is bad. He also doesn't give what Embiid gives defensively. So his value is hard to say. All three of these second options are very inconsistent. James Harden doesn't carry the same weight as he does when it comes to scoring.
Mm-hmm.
Jamal Murray and James Harden are probably the same when it comes to scoring at this point in their careers. Drew Holiday, I still wouldn't say he's like James Harden, but he's pretty good at scoring. It's just hard. I would love for Embiid. Y'all know how I feel for Embiid. I would love for Embiid just to win this award, to finally get that. And he's averaged the most points by a center, I think, since Shaq or something like that. He dominates defensively as well, and it's just tough. Giannis has the best record in the league, though. Best player on the best team. If there's a time where you don't know who to pick, that should just be the deciding factor. Best player on the best team. As long as it's not like a year when the Hawks back a few years ago when they were the best team. Like, as long as it's not like that. As long as there's legit superstar on that team. Not just give it to them, but Giannis, for him to be, I think the narrative of him not being in this conversation because Embiid and Joker are centers. I think that's literally what it is. Yeah. Who's the best center in the league? Because at the end of the day, whoever wins MVP is going to be on the All-NBA first team.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis is going to be on All-NBA first team. No doubt, because he's a forward. There's nobody making it over him. So the question is, it's either Joker or Embiid that's making that first team. Mm-hmm. Like that's another thing that it comes down to. And it's hard to pick between those two. Like, as much as I love Embiid, Joker has that legit argument. Like, he's done everything for his team, just like Embiid does. So it's hard to pick between them two. So I'm going with Giannis just to not have to do that.
And before you go to the next topic, and I hate to say it, bruh, but it has to be said. This whole, I guess, award process, if Jokic were to win, this would be his third, right?
Mm-hmm. Third in a row.
Third in a row. Where would we rank him as top center of all time? Obviously not the best center of all time, but he obviously cracks, like, I don't know, top seven, eight?
I think his playoff reputation will define all of that. Because his playoff reputation is so bad right now, I don't think it'll make a difference, like, if he gets his third MVP in the world.
And not to mention...
If he doesn't do anything in the playoff.
Exactly. You know? And not to mention, this Embiid is the one without the MVPs, yet he's the one that's criticized for not going towards the finals. And you know, Jokic is because he's foreign, that he doesn't have the... Because that was a thing for, like I said, the past month. It's like, why are we saying Embiid is nothing without having some playoff wins or a Eastern Conference... No, a finals appearance.
Jokic has been to the conference finals.
Yeah, that's why I meant finals appearance.
Yeah.
And there's no one saying, give Jokic the MVP because blah, blah, blah. It's just so, like you said, it gets messy. It's just, what are we talking about at the end of the day? What are we talking about? How do we define value? Because is value just making sure your team is good year in, year out? Or is it actually competing for the championship? Where do we deem that valuable? Mm-hmm.
And another criteria you didn't bring up in here is just the... It's something that I think that we always, not always forget about, but we forget about, at least for this year. You know, you mentioned best player on best team, best statistics, this, that, and the third. But, like, are you the best player in the league? Like, hands down, the best player in the league.
Which is Giannis.
Exactly. Like, you can make the argument. Is Jokic top five?
No.
Chain, is Jokic top five?
When everyone's healthy.
No. Hell no.
Whenever, yeah, like.
You can't just say hell no, but it's Giannis. No order, but it's Giannis.
Mm-hmm. Steph,
KD.
Mm-hmm.
Braun.
Just debatable.
I still have Braun top five.
I honestly want to, because to me, it's not like statistically he's falling off, but at the same time, he's not the Braun where you could throw him on any team and he's going to have that impact.
Yeah.
But there's also that. And I don't want to go too far down a rabbit hole before we start wasting time. There was that tweet, I think I tweeted yesterday. It was saying, who has the most impact on the championship level?
I think it's Giannis.
Exactly. I said, there's only like three people before Braun. And I was like, Giannis, KD, and I don't know who I met. I think that might be those two, honestly. Because, I mean, you can... Yeah, those two.
I'm not putting KD.
I was about to say that. I'm not putting KD
before Steph.
KD before Steph.
It's a plug and play. It's like you. I don't know.
Because he hasn't done it. He hasn't done it without Steph.
Right.
Steph has done it without KD.
I probably mentioned Steph then in my tweet. Because, I mean, it's just he's also been in the same system his entire career. So, but.
I don't know. I've always said, and I said this to y'all last year, 2 years ago, I said, there's between KD and LeBron and me and Prime. Both to me is you can put LeBron on any team in the league, even the worst team in the league, and people will be like, damn, can this team compete for a championship? Mm-hmm. You can put KD on the worst team in the league and they'll be like, this team can maybe compete in the playoffs.
Yeah,
that's the difference between those two.
Right. Yeah.
That's just between those two. So I don't think KD has the championship championship like
guarantee.
Yeah, guarantee that LeBron would have. The other thing is that I didn't bring up is the games played, because we talked about this last week. If Embiid were to win the award, he would have the least amount of games played by any MVP. If that were to end to be, well, actually, it doesn't matter. Embiid has now played three more games than Giannis has. So Giannis would actually have the least amount of games played by any MVP.
And how many games?
63.
And the new rules are 65.
Oh, 66. That's starting next year.
Yeah, but he wouldn't be eligible this year, right?
Right. Yeah, Giannis wouldn't even be eligible this year.
And we're still on 82 games, right?
So he's missed 19 games. Let's say he plays Sunday, he's missed 19 games.
That's crazy. But okay.
He's not playing Sunday.
Yeah, so he's missed 20. So, no, that would be 63. It's still 19.
Oh, it still be 19. Okay.
So it would be between Joker and Embiid, like it is, right?
Or it would right be now. Right. And Joker's played more than Embiid. That's the other argument. And Joker's been out there damn near every night.
That's because he's Serbian.
But honestly, I'm going to skip the last topic we have because we've obviously been running a long time. So we're just going to get straight to guess the player. I have one guess the player for y'all. This is a super, super pull.
Is he old?
He's old. He's not in the league anymore.
While he's Serbian. No. Damn.
This guy got drafted in 98. And he retired in 2012. He played for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He played for six teams.
Six
different teams. Best year, he averaged 21 points a game. That's his best scoring year. His best year with assists, he averaged 6.8, so basically 7. His career average is 14.7, 5.5 assists, 3.1 rebounds. Only accolade is all rookie team.
Oh my god, bro.
Y'all know the rules, 3 questions, 3 guesses.
What was his last year again?
2012.
So he was in 2K11.
Like 2011-2012 season?
Yeah, 2011-2012.
Okay. So he was in 2K11, that's his last season.
2K12 is his last season.
2K12, okay.
Yeah, it's his last season.
Oh yeah, 2K12 will come out the year before, the year of the whatever, okay. So who was on the cover today? I think that was Derrick Rose. The joint with Jordan and Derrick Rose or whatever. No, that was 2K11.
I think they had like D Rose. It was that weird year they had like 3.
Nah, that was 2K13 for sure.
Oh yeah.
I promise you the 2K is not gonna.
Yeah, I don't even know why we talking about that.
This dude was not.
If that was his last year, it's.
I'm trying to think of who
he came in 98. Like 2K didn't start popping until the Shaq covers in 96.
You're right. So he came in at 98.
His only accolade is all rookie.
That's insane. But his best points per game year was 21.
Yeah, it was 21 a game.
What year was it?
All star. It was 21 a game. That's your first question in 05-06.
Wait, that was the actual question?
What year did he average it?
Yeah, because you told me the average.
You asked the question.
I feel like you should tell me the year he averaged it in.
Why?
Because you're telling me the average.
What if you know that year specifically?
How would I know that year specifically?
Brian Mike, you know it's Brian. 06, I know the top 50 scores from that year.
1 through 50. So you said 05-06?
Damn.
Yeah, that is tough.
I don't even remember what draft class that was.
Good. Who?
The team he got drafted to is no longer in that city.
Damn. That's on some like Seattle shit. Does this player have a nickname? That's my go-to. And if so, what is that player's nickname?
No, but he was the second pick overall. I did not know that until I just seen that. That's crazy. That's
right. 98. I don't know how old niggas are, bro. All
right, let me think. Hold on.
Can you tell me how old?
I'm about to be right now. He's at 44.
That's how old he is right now.
Yeah,
I'm about to be a historian.
Fuck. All
right. If he was drafted in 98,
that means what, nigga?
That means. He played in that shortened season. It was like the ninth, like that season. It was a season that the Knicks were like the 8 seed and went to the finals.
He started 50 games.
Yeah, it was like a 50-game season. That
see, nigga, see, here we go.
What's crazier is, this is random, but what's he drafted that year? What year was Tim Duncan drafted?
I think 97.
Well, I think he was drafted the lockout year, though, because they were comparing Walker Kessler, and they said the only rookie that's blocked more than five blocks. No, the only rookie that's had five blocks in, like, multiple games is Tim Duncan. Like, I think Kessler had, like, 8 games a year blocking, 5 blocks, and Tim Duncan shitted on him by, like, 15 games in a shortened season.
No, Tim Duncan's so sick.
Sheesh.
This is 98. He got drafted in 98.
How many teams did you say he played for?
Six. He's really known for one. Yeah, he's known for one.
Name every team he played for. No, yes, I know that's a question.
I will not name one of them because that kind of gets
okay.
Away. Okay.
You want me to name the other five?
Yes.
I'll name four.
No.
If I name, remember, I said one team is not in that city no more. So if I say
okay.
So I'll name four: Atlanta, New York, Miami, Washington. I definitely don't remember him with us.
Of course, the Wizards
would be a part. We played 2 games with us, so I don't
see that. That don't fucking count.
What?
Also,
got traded 3 times in 1 season.
In 1 season?
Mm-hmm.
I need you to block my little sister. she be talking about how she sees the podcast.
You want to block her from YouTube?
Now, what I'm going to do is upload this clip of him saying that. I'm going to tag her.
She's probably going to burn her account.
That dude, she got to do.
Oh, my God. We're going to be here for a
minute. It's got to be someone that played for Seattle, bro.
Why is Seattle the only team that changed cities?
No.
Hall of Fame probability is 0.2.
Thank you.
He has no rings.
No, okay. Not thank you.
All rookie no. Is his only accolade.
Mm-hmm.
He's a bum. Bro. What was the four teams you named?
Atlanta, New York, Miami, Washington.
I don't so give it's a two fuck, teams
I'm
bro.
Not naming.
I don't give a fuck about those three teams.
How many years did he play with the team that drafted him?
7.
7 years with that team.
Easy, what he's most known for.
We for sure
know. Oh, wait, my bad. You said that drafted him.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. Three.
Three, okay.
And we for sure.
So he's played 7 years with another team.
Yeah, with the team we know him for.
Okay.
We for sure know him.
Yeah, for sure. I have a crazy hint, too, but I think that would be too obvious for Bronner.
Nah, don't do it.
How many questions am I at? Two? Mm-hmm. One? One or two?
Two.
Alright, what's his primary position?
Point guard. He never played any other position.
I'm just making sure.
That was your last question.
Okay. How many questions Brian got
left? He has 2 left.
Okay.
I'm going to just say a random name.
Uh-oh. Every time he says this, it'd be the name.
It do.
Mike Bibby.
It's Mike Bibby.
You said Atlanta, Miami,
New York, and Washington.
And then
hey, I do remember him playing for us. I think I was at one of them games.
Oh my god!
One of the 2 games. Yeah, crazy.
That Mike Bibby was in.
Nigga, that's a world record.
Buddy. You were at a Mike Bibby game in Washington. I swear
it was John Wall's rookie year.
So. Oh my other 2 god! Teams. Obviously, you know one.
It's the Kings, but
and the Grizzlies, right?
Vancouver,
yeah.
Oh my god. I'm out of here, bro.
The funny thing is, I looked up. I was like, wait, I feel like it's about to be my thing because I see the Kings jersey there.
The crazy hint I was going to give y'all was think of Jarvis Landry, how his picture surfaced years later, him in the league buffed up. I was going to say, this dude is an NBA version of Landry. You haven't seen Bibby?
No,
he's like swole stupid, like steroids swole. Like, it doesn't fit his body at all.
That's crazy. Mike Bibby was actually one of the first, not one of the first guards I ever knew, but one of the first, like, guards I was like, all right,
Mike Bibby. That's a tough name.
And he shoot threes.
And he was with Paja.
Like, yeah.
He never made an All-Star team?
Nope.
Damn.
All rookie.
Damn, for sure.
But, hey, Brian, appreciate you for joining me. Shane, appreciate you. Appreciate y'all for listening. Stash Facts Podcast. We're going to catch y'all next week to discuss the playoffs, and we are going to get into the 06. I keep doing that. 03 versus 96 draft. But until then, we out.